This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Neuro Gum, functional gum and mints to energize, calm, and focus you in the moment. Save 10% off with code MMA Nuts. Wheel Hero, get the lowest prices on steel and alloy wheels. Save $90 off on wheel plus tire package with code MMA90. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 721.
721!
My name's Igor Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans. We're walking the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there?
Some water. H2O.
Just straight up H2O.
Straight up waters.
Nice.
H00s.
That's what it's all about.
That's a different thing. H-O squared, whatever. It's wet. It's delicious.
If it's wet, it is delicious.
Yes.
Speaking of wetness.
Can we talk about the Bears?
Fuck yeah.
The Buffalo Bills 38.
Oh my God. Did you believe that action? Was that incredible or what? I watched the whole fucking game. It was so good.
Yes. Bears versus Trubisky.
Yeah. Well, I don't give a fuck what string's in. Our team was ready to play and another team was not ready to play. They couldn't even fucking score, goddammit. And even what our backup quarterback, Tyson.
Yeah, and I thought Williams looked sharp, you know, for the little that he played. Threw a couple good passes, you know.
And the offensive line.
Blocking.
Fuck yeah. Doing a really good job. I think he only had to scramble like once. And they held up. That's good to see. Receivers blocking. Whoever that other one they just picked up, he was doing some good blocks, leveling people, pancaking them on certain plays. So all positive. I think they tied the first game. And so they're 2-0-1 or 1-0-1 in the preseason. Like the preseason matters because I think they went undefeated in the
preseason. Like, is really our real season. So
that's
four
right.
Games
it's
is
our Super Bowl.
Is our best season. It's our season. We win every year. So it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And I think they officially said that they're going to build a stadium in Arlington Heights now. So.
Oh, it's going to actually happen for sure.
Yeah, because Kevin Warren was on the broadcast talking about it. And I mean, they're kind of trying to still play this. So Chicago, maybe, but it's Arlington Heights. It's going to fucking be built in Arlington Heights. It makes more sense. You don't buy a fuck ton of land in Arlington Heights to not build a stadium in Arlington Heights.
No.
So hopefully they'll break ground soon. I don't know what the stadium's going to look like. I know they had renderings, but I don't know if that has changed. So
red rings, you said?
Renderings.
Oh, renderings. I'm like, red rings?
Sorry, I'm not articulating right now.
What the fuck are stadium red rings? I think it's my hearing.
Red rum, you know, it's murder spelled backwards.
He's leaving out vowels. Or consonants in this case.
Something like that.
Anyways. Do and we need to talk about UFC 390?
I was going to say one more NFL related thing. They briefly banned smelling salts for the season, and I guess there was so much uproar. In the same day, they unbanned smelling salts, and now they said the teams will be unable to provide those for the players, but the players can bring their own smelling salts. Because some of the players were like, I fucking use it every play. Like, I need to get jacked up.
Every play?
Yeah.
Like it's in his pocket or something?
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember who was saying that. Maybe Max Crosby from the Raiders. One of the players was talking about that.
That cannot be good for you.
That's not great. I mean, it's the hockey players too. They're using it all the time. Give a little spark, power lifters. You know, I'll hit it here before the show. Maybe I hit some right now. I'm not afraid. This is old, but
delicious.
Still effective.
Crazy that a substance can be that strong.
And like, this is totally not toxic. You know, how many years have I had this? 5?
A long time.
Yeah. We were filming in studio here.
And you still had that?
Yeah, it still works. I forgot when you gave that to me, but it's had to be.
I want to say 2017 or eight, no, 5 years was definitely, it had to be before
Was
COVID then.
pre-COVID. It was pre-COVID. So maybe 2019 even.
Wow.
Still working. And I use it every show, and sometimes I use it when I'm lifting. I need a little spark. Whack.
Hit the green bottle.
That's
Sparking
right.
up.
Like, what's it all about? I don't know. I'm just hitting it.
Oh,
It's good
chair,
for
go
you.
back. Almost went backwards.
That would have been bad. Great for ratings. Bad for your fucking
Yes.
spinal health
Yeah.
and your walking abilities.
Like the double-fisted 40, right? Great for ratings. Not
That's right.
great for the hair on my hand.
No, just duct tape those fuckers down. I don't even remember what show that is. Maybe I can find it and post a image.
Duct tape. We probably look 20 years younger.
Probably. Well, we've been
Now
doing
we're
this
old.
for 15 years, so it is what it is. All right, where do you
Well,
want to start here?
I mean, UFC 319. I don't know what to tell you. Some fans are unhappy about the outcome. Some fans are about unhappy about the way it happened. For me, I don't know. The guy's unstoppable. Like
He's talking
Chimaev.
about Shamayev
Yeah,
versus
sorry, Chimaev
Duplessis.
versus Duplessis. Like I felt like it was man versus child. Just whatever he wanted to do, he just did the whole freaking five rounds. It was not
Oh my
competitive at
God.
all.
It was boring. It's reminiscent of like watching Randy Couture or a GSP back in that
The
heyday
blanket.
of,
What's it, what's
yeah,
his
I'm just going to hold you down and do
forgot his
nothing
name.
with it.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
It is.
Because nobody wants to watch that shit. I understand that you can do it and you won, but again, it's not a fucking wrestling match. Your goal should be to finish your opponent, and I saw zero intent to finish during that. It was mostly hold him down and get some crucifixes and just pitter patter and fake a submission. But again,
Yeah.
and some of that's on Duplessis because you got to be able to defend the takedown. But fuck off, just trying to hold a guy down. For fucking five
Well, the one
rounds.
thing I'll say, and I'm sure they count these when he was hitting them on, when he was on the ground, but according to the fight metric,
Yeah.
Shmaev had 529 total strikes
Yeah.
and Duplessis had 45.
Feels like
So it's like 12 to 1, 10 to 1,
shit.
11 to 1.
It's not great.
That's really bad. So he really couldn't do anything the whole fight. I felt bad for him, and I was also bored to tears at the same time.
It's
So
fucking horrific. And you're just losing the crowd. Like the crowd was all on his side. And then as soon as you started getting takedowns, you just boo, motherfucker. You gotta find the balance of fighting. I guess it's safe and entertaining the crowd. Entertaining the crowd's part of the equation. You don't want to go too crazy because you can go too much fan friendly, although, like, a la Justin Gaethje. That's what I like. But you get knocked out sometimes.
Yeah.
And there's a fine line, but you have to entertain, you have to try to finish. Just holding someone down doesn't work anymore. I mean, yeah, it works to win, but nobody wants to fucking see that shit.
No. Let me get some George Gergel action from Chimaev.
That's
Just go
right.
for broke.
But he's done that in other fights where he could
Yeah.
have easily done what he just did here, and he traded, he just stood and banged it out. I'm like, holy shit. Way more fun. And hopefully he goes back to that. I don't know if he really needed to do that this fight, but
No.
come on. Come on. That takes my love of the sport away every time I see a fight like this. Like,
Kills your will,
just
yes.
fucking killing my will to live 100%. I don't have any other fights I want to talk about unless you do.
No, I mean, MVP won on that card, so
Yeah, he was shucking and jiving.
he was, I don't know, overall, yeah, I saw highlights of the rest, and it just seemed kind of like me.
Yeah, I mean, you got a couple of spinning back fist knockouts. You had Aaron Pico on the receiving end of one of those, and for a guy that's supposed to have world-class wrestling and world-class boxing, he sure as shit doesn't know how to judge distance or hold his hands up because he's just like coming in like this with his
Yeah.
hands out that and just fucking eats spinning back fists and gets fucking KO'd into oblivion in our hometown of Chicago, Illinois. Sons of bitches. I was actually not even anywhere close to there when this was going down.
I left town. That's how excited he was.
About I was out of town. I was fucking to like Chicago. 2.5 hours out.
I'm out of here, fuckers.
North.
Don't bring this garbage into my town. I'm not going to be here when you come.
No part of this action at the fucking United Center. So we should probably do a little sponsor action as we get out in and out of that.
This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They're on a journey to rethink car fresheners, free from questionable ingredients, and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrance oils, and more sustainable materials to bring you your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
And they just came out with the new scent, the Great Wave. What's it like? It's paying homage to the iconic Japanese painting, the Great Wave. The scent evokes the moment just before the wave crashes, as yuzu and a saltwater accord fill the air with energy. Sea moss adds a verdant twist as Hinoki grounds the scent, like calm in the eye of the storm. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. And right back to the show. We should probably talk about the biggest thing that happened, probably bigger than the card. So the UFC signs their new media rights deal with someone I had no idea that was in the running for this.
Me neither.
Paramount slash CBS for $7.7 billion fucking dollars for 7 years. And the old deal with ESPN was
777.
$1.5 billion for 7 years. So basically a 5 times the amount to now. Mm-hmm. So when you look at what it's going to cost, I believe Paramount Plus is $13 a month. And there should be no pay-per-views. So you're talking...
there's going to be no more pay-per-views. They're gone. Hey,
it's awesome. So you're talking like $160 a year compared to the $1,000+ a year now. But... and then one other quick note, there was a rumor that Netflix offer, they were asking the UFC that they had to get rid of any Apex events. And so the UFC was like, we're not doing that. So that offer's off the table. That's why the Apex rumor events? On that.
That's weird.
I don't know, because maybe they're too small and they want bigger looking things for Netflix. I don't know. I don't even know if that one's true, but that was floating out there. But with all this happening, like there's a shit ton more revenue coming in, because this doesn't even include like ticket sales, merchandising. This is just media rights. Like they're just fucking printing money. So does fighter pay go up in all this now?
I don't know. I'm like trying to think. So we sold to ESPN and then still kept the pay-per-view, and now we're saturating the market by going to Paramount and trying to get all the audience. But it makes sense to me, because I just read that their pay-per-view buys have been down even more year over year the last 5 years. So it's like people don't want to pay for it. So it's like they can make money in other ways, you know? So
I think it's the quality of the cards, and you don't have your Conor McGregor, right? There's no stars. So people don't want to pay for it.
No,
right?
I mean, if there's going to be a star, I'll pay for a pay-per-view. I think it's smart, because I think this whole thing, it makes it more accessible. Paramount already has like some badass shows and stuff on it. So there's going to be a viewer base. And then maybe they can let the sport grow a little more and let some fighters come through. And then maybe they'll have pay-per-views again if there's some big stars that come out. I mean,
I think Dana alluded to that. He's like, if it's a super big fight that we're going to put together, we'll make a pay-per-view happen, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that, but it's got to be something fucking
like the White House card. That can't be free on Paramount.
Fine.
I mean, maybe that could be. I don't know, actually. That'd be kind of cool.
Well, I think they're talking they might run that through CBS.
Oh, like the old school, was it Strikeforce?
Strikeforce, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It's on national TV.
These things happen in MMA. Right. Fuck you, Gus Johnson, you son of a bitch.
I feel like MMA is less violent these days than freaking football, man. That's for sure. Football.
Yeah.
crazy violent. So I don't know. It's exciting. Are you going to get Paramount if you don't already have it?
Yeah, I'll get it. And then I'm just trying to think too with the fighter pay. I don't even know what the minimum is now. I think everybody's on like 12 and 12, 12 to show like entry guys.
Mean, they
So
should try to increase it. That would be nice.
maybe go 25, 25, maybe double.
I think 50 grand is, you should have a shot at 50 grand every time, at least every time you fight.
Yeah, maybe get rid of, I think Dana said he's not going to get rid of the show win, but it would be nice if you just said entry level guys, it's 50 grand, you know. Quit this carrot dangling of 12 and 12 or 25 and 20. Just make it a flat fee. And the other question was, how does that affect fighters that have pay-per-view bonuses in their contracts now? Like,
Well, I think they go away.
right. But do they make more money then?
I'm sure that's not in the contract that they make more money.
Well,
I think they must have left
you
that part
took
out.
this away, so I get paid
It says
more, right?
specifically pay-per-view points, and this we don't do
So
pay-per-views.
you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yes, right.
Thanks.
Great move.
Let's see what else. Oh, fight bonuses. What do you think
Yep.
those will go up to?
What are they at now? 60,000?
50.
50?
Yeah.
Fight bonuses? I don't
All
think
right.
they'll change. Maybe 75?
They're gonna go. Dana said those are going up. Maybe 100,000.
100 seems
Just
fair.
double.
When you sell your company for 7 billion, almost 8?
Right, you got five times what you were getting before.
Yes.
I think you can double shit. That's where I'm at. Like double it, because you know, unless you just want to eat another lawsuit because you didn't fucking profit share. I feel like you should profit share with the fighters.
I think that's a good move. I'd be down for that.
And then some other question: will the UFC put on good cards now?
No.
Because what's their incentive, right? I forgot what they said. I think they're getting 25.5 million per card now, just for the media rights. But if you're not doing a pay-per-view and you have to get buys, it's just you have X amount of cards that you have to fill per year. What's the incentive to put on good cards?
I don't think there's any incentive. I think they're just going to keep growing and saturating and growing and saturating. And if something bubbles to the top, then you can always throw the pay-per-view on it. But I
Right.
think the fights will get less entertaining from a entertainment standpoint, right? Maybe the fighters will get better as an average, like because there's
Yeah.
more of them, but I think it's we want to be entertained.
Exactly. Try to finish that fucking fight.
Right.
And then can they maybe move up the start time a couple hours?
I think the shit should start at like 3 p.m. or can we have like a NFL late game kind of start
Right.
time, you know?
Like a fucking 5 p.m. Central. I mean, 7 p.m. would have been nice, but I like to be in bed fucking early, like 9 o'clock. I'm up fucking 4 o'clock some nights or
Well, the
some
stupid thing
mornings.
is why does the undercard start at like, I don't know, 7 p.m.? Why no one is doesn't need to do that. You want the main event to be or between like 9 and 9:30, I think. You know,
Yes,
that's
yes.
perfect.
Because think about the, we always talk about this. The East Coast is even fucked more.
Yep.
It's like, and they, since there's no pay-per-view, they just run the red light. They don't give a shit what time this thing ends at anymore. It just we ends when it ends because we're
Yeah.
a streaming service. So it's chaos. I mean, at the end of the day, it'll be better because it's going to be way cheaper. You're going to pay. Yeah, 10% of what we were paying in the past. I take that all day long.
Yeah.
Then
That is
probably
better.
more people are going to see it.
I think so.
And what else did Dana say? He said they're going to do four big events per year. I don't
Okay.
know what that means because I imagine you're still going to have numbered cards, like whatever your pay-per-view card was. But I don't know if that's what he's meaning. We're going to have big events like that's your pay-per-view type thing or what, but
That makes sense to me. Sounds like.
we'll see. And then also ESPN signed the WWE
Oh, wow.
And they're going to pay them $325 million a year for 5 years.
Oh, that's and a little smaller of a company.
It is. And that's up from $180 million a year. So they're just a little bit under doubling what they were getting, where the UFC did five times better. It's crazy. So good on everybody. Everyone's making money. What else is happening?
Well, okay. So first, Conor McGregor was getting back in the testing pool potentially.
Yes.
Then they removed him from the website. He's no longer on the UFC website. But then, at least he wasn't a couple days ago. But then he's back in action.
Yes.
And he said that Dana says that Conor has always been able to be dependent on when he needed him, basically. And if we want to make that fight, and he's interested, and we're trying to figure it out, some kind of shit like this. Do you actually believe this bullshit? This is my question.
Because, of what? Him?
Like, is he actually going to... He's not going to fight. Never going to fight.
No, I think they're just using him to get a higher amount from whichever streaming service they're going to sign. Like, look at... We're going to get Conor McGregor back for the fucking White House show. You want in on this. This is going to be the biggest thing ever. Remember when fucking Mike Tyson fought one of the Paul brothers and all the people? That crashed Netflix. Your fucking servers to get tested? You got to have Conor McGregor. Yeah. So I think it's a fucking bait and switch.
That makes sense.
Speaking of Conor, Matt Brown had some comments about him. He was talking and said, now Conor McGregor's identity kind of got ripped apart by Dustin Poirier. Dustin took his soul.
Yeah.
Habib probably first, but Dustin kind of put the nail in the coffin on that. Now, he's not a winner with that identity. Now, he's not even competing anymore. That's a lot to deal with for anyone. So you got to have a little bit of sympathy on that side. It's a lot to deal with. So do you think there's any truth to that? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely there are fights that happen for people in their career that are, you know, fight altering, career altering, right? And that may have been one of them, Poirier, McGregor. You know, I don't know. It's hard. I mean, I'm not in his head. Like, I don't know if that was the one where he's like, yeah, this is too much work. Mm-hmm. I make a lot of money. I don't need to do this. I don't know, you know, but
yeah,
I could see his point.
And then does Conor McGregor own a shirt? Because time I see a picture of this motherfucker,
he's always shirtless.
Hey, Conor McGregor spotted in Nepal, Italy.
But what I don't get is, why is he not more tan? Like, what the hell? He's always shirtless. He should be tan.
I don't know. Well, he's Irish. Maybe he fucking burns. Maybe he's got that pale.
Should put a shirt on in that case. Stop.
Right. I don't know. It's chaos. And then MVP was talking, and he had a different take, because I always thought he was talking about fighters coming into UFC and saying the difference in pressure between Bellator and the UFC, admitting he's still not fully comfortable in the octagon. He said, I believe Bellator fighters are trying too hard to do the same thing they do every day anyway. But because it's the UFC, they're like, now I really need to perform, but nothing's different. So I never considered someone's nerves, like coming into the UFC and why they have shitty performances. I always thought, oh, well, they're juiced to the gills in these other orgs, and then they come in and they're not on a juice, and that's why they have a poor performance. His opinion is it's nerves, because now you're on the biggest show around. So what do you think?
I think that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because if their stakes are higher, you know, like, I think that's true in a lot of things sports wise related, especially, you know, if you can do something, like I go to golf, like on the driving range, you can hit the ball nice and straight, and you get out on the course, and what the fuck's going on? Well,
the pressure,
water and a sand trap, and there's all this shit going on, and I got another two
houses on both sides.
Yeah, like, if I slice it, I might put a window out, like the whole thing, and that's
that guy's roof.
It's a factor, unless you can tune it out, you know? Right. So there's no risk on the range, but there's lots of risk on the course. So same with fighting, I think. It's just...
Yeah, and drugs. Lack of drugs. I still stick by that.
Stick by the drugs.
drugs.
Well, I wonder, you know, we talked about energy before in the gym when the guys would come in, these fighters, and the place we used to train, you could feel it. Like, I imagine, like, when you walk in the arena like that, you can feel that. Like, and that's got to fuck with you a little bit, because now it's like everyone's there to watch you do something, and it's just you and another dude.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of people. Like, I don't know. That seems...
I don't know. I fucking zoned that out. So, like, when I did that Tough Man in front of, I don't know, it was like 6,000 or 7,000 people. And the thing that sucked about that is you had no idea what the fucking fight order was.
Oh, boy.
So I'm like, great. Should I be warming up or not? I was the second fight. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm fucking warming up. And I didn't find out until, like, 5 minutes before. They're like, you're up next. I'm like, cool. Okay, great. I have no hand wraps. Nobody's taping my hands. And I guess I'm just going to go fight now.
So, yes.
And then they didn't even show me how to get to the fucking ring. Like, I went the wrong way to the ring because no one was even guiding me. So I'm like, and then I had my shoes on. They're like, you can't fucking wear gym shoes. You got to wear these booties. So take your gym shoes. It was just a whole clusterfuck of me trying to get in there. But the crowd, I don't know. It didn't even affect me, even though, like, they, before the fights, they tour you around. Like, everyone's walking around through the crowd while they're playing fucking Rocky music. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, what are we doing here? But I don't know. I was just too zoned in. Like, I'm here for a job, so that's not bothering me. But when you're fighting and you're each hitting each other, that's when you hear the crowd. Like, you're getting rocked or you're rocking someone and you hear the... And then it's just like, okay, I'm going to fucking hit you harder, bitch. Just keeps ramping up and ramping up. So the crowd helps. But I don't know. I guess it's different for everyone. But anyways, what else is happening?
I got this. Well, let me share this. I got this sport for you. I'm curious what your thoughts are. I cannot share sound. What do you think is happening here?
Oh, what is this?
It's a little, I don't know, handicap judo or something?
Yeah, what?
Oh, it's jiu-jitsu. I'll see you one more time.
This looks fake.
I mean,
or are they retarded?
They're definitely retarded limbs.
Cripples.
Yeah, I don't know.
They look like a demonstration. I didn't see intent to finish.
Maybe it's respectful. It's a respectful. It's a performance.
It looked performative to me, like a movie set.
Yeah.
I saw Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman are supposed to have a boxing fight.
Okay.
The date and weight class to be determined. Third time they will fight. Chris Weidman is 2-0, by the way. But is it, fucking Anderson's got to be 50. Like, what are we doing? I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Well, isn't the Silva Vitor Belfort thing happening too? It's like, what are we
probably
doing?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you got to let old horses die or something. I don't know what the analogy is.
Or let them
is.
Fight in this case.
Let them fight. Break a leg.
Hopefully not.
I don't know. I got a cool fight venue. I don't even remember where this one was. It says it's in Orange, France.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, wow. That is cool.
I always love seeing these crazy venues.
They are crazy.
Like, where are we at now? What are we doing?
What a backdrop.
Yeah. That's fucking cool as shit.
I just have knowledge left. I think that's it.
I just got a couple more things. I saw this really cool fighter walkout. I can't play this sound, so I'm gonna make sure this is turned off. And this is from the organization Octagon in Kazakhstan. If I say that right, I'm not good with all these pronunciations. But here we go. So this is a fucking, like, drift car. Oof. Like an hauling ass. I'd like to think Kickstart My Heart is playing right now. And actually the fighter is fucking in that car while they're touring around. And that was his entrance to the fucking octagon. So eventually they'll pan back. But another fucking really cool venue. I don't know if I need to be getting spun around like that before I go into my fight. Don't need to be a little dazed and confused there. I got a couple of tweet of weeks. Let's see. Oh, Jesus. Let's save that one. Let's see what the second one is. We'll go with the first one. Racy. So apparently there's a 66. Here we go. We'll go no sounds. 66-year-old man, Mr. Hammerhand, shattered expectation, crushing 293 walnuts in 60 Jesus. Seconds while holding a raw egg in his striking hand. World record. He definitely fucks his hand up because when he's done, his hand is all bloody. But I like the post before it that someone said, this is Brock Lesnar jerking off Randy Couture's face with three-inch hammer fists. I
this
do
is
recall
crazy.
That.
His hands look massive.
Yeah, I want to see if we can get to the end here. Where we could see like the blood on the bottom of his hands. Let's go back to it. Like his hands are all wrecked. Yep. So that, and then, hey, if Pompeii happened today.
That's funny.
I don't know what that is, but anyways. Let's see. I got a couple KOs, a couple other things. Get these open. Maybe I could play some volume. I never know. If not, I edit it out.
Body back right high, Ragnhouse was scoring very nicely. Sankara was just
BFL.
Going a bit more sporadic offense, and I think something hit us.
Oh.
Whenever you hear that, that's not good. That's not good.
Bad. That's nasty.
That was one.
I think you have your whole screen shared.
Oh, well.
But that's okay, I guess.
No, I'm going to fix that, and we'll try this again. Thank you. I hate when I do that, because it's a lot of work to unfuck that.
I don't know. Sorry about that. The bad thing is I didn't even notice till the second fight. I was like...
Okay, got it face down, ass up.
Sure did. Ow.
Jumping knee.
That does not look fun.
No. And here's a weird stat. So, you know, the WNBA has been having a bunch of dildos thrown on the court. So they said the WNBA betting volume on dildos has surpassed betting volume on who will win the game. So, like, what the fuck? You bet on the color. That's what it's all about. I don't know if they corrected it. I haven't been following the dildo Olympics yet.
Dildo gate, me neither.
Yeah, I know. But it's really cool. I approve of this messaging. I feel like they should embrace it. And then I don't know what's going on with fighting games. I don't know. Is this Tekken? I'm not sure. I'm kind of out of it. But apparently this is what the graphics look like now.
Oh, that looks crazy.
Right? So, just trying to keep everyone up on the up. And speaking of with, Tracy Cortez says hi. I believe she's here.
Oh, hey now.
MMA fighter. Nice. On that note, it takes us right into knowledge.
Well, I can't remember if we showed this before, but this is the pulling championship. Did we show this before? They put rubber bands around their ears.
This hurts me.
It's just really stupid.
Yeah, his ears purple.
Yeah.
And how many times does it snap and someone goes, you're blind?
It's coming.
Someone's eating that shit.
Oh.
You won, but you fucking ate the rubber. Holy fuck.
Well, that guy's got a massive ear.
I would imagine someone's ear is going to get ripped off one of these times.
Yeah, you get the idea. It goes on for a while.
Wow.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah, I'll cleanse the palate for you in the mouth. So there's a new product out.
I'm scared. What is it?
Breast milk ice cream, Ingo.
Nice.
Why is my internet unstable?
Because of the breast milk ice cream?
I know. Could be all this storm action.
It could
but,
be.
You know, reviews are pouring in. Someone says it hits home. Anyway. I just worry about, you know, that's what they're showing. I don't know if these are the models, but who's really providing it. Said breast milk?
It's like Bertha from Yeah. Some weird
Big Bertha.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you knew where it was sourced from, I'd be in for that, but
you have to pay more for the
right.
source stuff.
I want to see which farm that came from.
Yes.
I want to know where my milk comes from. Who's my farmer? Who's my heifer? Speaking of which, I just told you I milked some cows, squeezed some teats.
You did.
Like
How was it?
Yank.
Amazing.
I was shocked at how soft the cow's teats were. It was amazingly. I'm like, I was expecting it to feel like shoe leather, but I'm like, not bad. You have nice teats. They were really soft. I was shocked. It was shocking. And the amount of milk that came out was crazy because they said they milk these fucking cows 3 times a day. And I think each time they produce 3 to 4 gallons of milk. And you could see like the sacks of milk was just engorged and veiny. Like, oh my God, they need to release. But you're in this tight room with all these cows' asses like right by you, and you're, you know, their udders are
going to town
face level, but then
you're in a swivel chair. You're like,
some of them are shitting right there. There's big piles of shit. I'm like, if this motherfucker drops a shit, shit is splattering all over all of us. Like I want in and I want out. Cause they're like, you, who wants to manually do it? I'm like, I want to fucking manually do it. I don't. Then they have these vacuum things. You jack on them and then just start. I'm like, oh my God, I need to do it hand. I'm here for the experience.
Yeah.
So worth the $25 or whatever.
Nice.
Anyways, on that note, we'll shut down.
All righty. Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Bagel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.